Good day, it's Holistic Reality, and this is Jonathan Miller. Holistic Reality is presented by ReallyWell.com and by SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. On Tuesdays at 4 p.m., we have our Holistic Natural Health program, sponsored by ReallyWell.com, and on Thursdays at 4 Eastern Time, Holistic Reality Analysis. And that's presented by SurviveTheChanges.com. Today we're talking about public poisons everywhere. And we're talking about public poisons all month because it's very important that people understand that for more than a century, the population has been subjected to a growing variety and increasing amounts of mass public poisons. Some of these are harmfully affecting you and your loved ones. Continuously. Why and how are we being routinely addressed with these multiple poisons in small doses on purpose? We've been unknowingly exposed to many public poisons most of our lives, as well as electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, from cell phones and Wi-Fi transmissions, and now geoengineering sprays in the air as well. Our health is being eroded by these routine small doses of harm, contributing to diminished mental ability and degenerative diseases. Due to the influence and control of a powerful cabal made up of leaders of secretive organizations, think tanks, and interlocking corporations, chemicals and other toxic agents are being used in agriculture, food processing, water treatment, pharmaceutical medicines, and many commonly used products in our homes that are highly toxic and severely harmful to health and life. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's, in fact, a real conspiracy. It's of the highest and most sinister order. These powerful, wealthy elitists want the rest of the population to be less intelligent, less fertile, more distracted, and eliminated early by the time their usefulness to the controlled system has subsided. Mercury, fluoride, aluminum, aspartame, sodium lauryl sulfate, propylene glycol, BPA, and other estrogen mimickers, these are some of the most common toxic ingredients hidden in compounds that are routinely used in or on our body. And among these are serious brain and nerve toxins that lower IQ, foster apathy, and may bring on nervous system disorders or dementia. Others are hormone disruptors, fertility blockers, or immune system depressors. We're being poisoned on purpose to undermine our health, facilitate mind control, and reduce the population. These public poisons are intentional, harming vastly more people than conventional war actions. Although they may bring those on too, because war is another method that they use to foster chaos and keep people preoccupied and lower in their knowledge and intelligence, and also eliminate mass numbers to keep the population trim so it doesn't, aren't using up too many resources when they get the most out of us. They would like this to be done with using up resources. So weakened health, mind control, weather control, severe weather, drought, crop destruction, interfering with nature, climate change, electromagnetic harassment, distraction, deception, pandemic, depopulation, and even transhumanism. These are all part of the multi-purpose global chaos control agenda of the people in the power positions. Many of these are brain poisons. In addition to the hypnotic media and psychological programming that we're constantly abused with, we've been unknowingly exposed to these chemicals and frequencies that affect the brain. The ubiquitous toxins reduce intelligence, undermine health, and shorten life. Autism, dementia, and erratic behavior are epidemic. It's hard to know how much intelligence we have lost due to the combination of these mind-altering chemicals, frequencies that affect brain waves, and the hypnotic media and psychological programming. It is estimated that an average IQ is 10 to 20 points lower than it was in the mid-20th century or earlier. Fluoride has been in most public water supplies in the United States for over 60 years. This along with additional fluoride, aluminum and mercury in vaccines, and the mercury in dental fillings, aspartame and other additives in food products, aluminum, barium and other metals in geoengineering, aerosol sprays, industry and agricultural chemicals, GMO foods, glyphosate, the toxic weed killer, herbicide, and the mind-altering medications that so many people are on. All these can affect the brain and its functions. EMFs, electromagnetic fields, are polluting all of us from our cell phones and our Wi-Fi transmissions. If you live in a dense neighborhood, especially if there's a few apartment buildings around, you've got, many tens, dozens, perhaps hundreds of cell phones and computers and laptops and so forth, all zapping back and forth with the cell phone Wi-Fi system, and the towers are going up more and more everywhere. And now they're talking about rolling out the 5G, which puts small antennas or towers all through the neighborhoods, about every three or four houses. And these are going to be intensely bombarding us in very harmful frequencies and possible mind control as well. So prolonged and repeated exposure to these aggressive EMF and EMR, electromagnetic radiation fields, causes a measurable stress response, a negative shift in energy in the human biofield. Studies have linked electromagnetic pollution to health concerns like fatigue and tension, as well as potentially much more stressful and dangerous conditions. Wi-Fi radiation and electromagnetic frequencies are from cell phones, computers, smart meters also, and other electronic devices are all part of the population control agenda. These technologies have been placed in our hands and our purses and pockets for comprehensive surveillance and mind control. And with the 5G, they will probably be able to transmit thoughts directly to the brain. Some say they're doing it already. So what is the cabal plan? Well, more and more people are coming to understand that our air, our food, our water, our medicines, our personal care products, our homes, our automobiles, auto care items, new home furnishings, all these contain harmful chemicals and frequencies. The plan of the hidden cabal has been to weaken the immune system, electrochemically alter the brain, lower intelligence, and reduce fertility, health quality, and lifespan. This disintelligence depopulation agenda has been implemented to feed the coffers of the medical division of the corporate conglomerate while restructuring social organization under full spectrum dominance. Some of the source documents that you can look up to learn more about this we'll be talking about over the coming weeks. One is called Secret Weapons for Quiet Wars. Another one is the report from Iron Mountain. And there are others that depict this cabal agenda. So to be really well in unhealthy times depends on learning and pursuing the natural health principles to detoxify, nourish our embattled cells and relax our stress and exercise to tone up our muscles. We need to pursue natural health methods. I'm including a free copy of my book I wrote over 40 years ago, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a Handbook of Natural Health. This is a among the popular books of the natural health movement back in the 70s. And that is being included with any order of superfoods sent out from our office over $25 in value. So if you visit reallywell.com, you can get access to the superfoods that we have available, our natural Northern Edge organically grown milled flaxseed, the finest in the world from northern Canada, the Delicious Greens 8000 superfood mix, the organic spirulina, the pollinated flower pollen extract, full of phytonutrients that cells need to make their energy and do their jobs, the organic turmeric powder, and also we have organic goji berries. So all these things are available through reallywell.com, and check it out. Please visit survivethechanges.com for more of the details on the many challenges that we're facing, and holisticreality.com for more on the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. Despite all the negativity that you can imagine from how we're being manipulated and deceived and poisoned by the what we call the cabal or the conglomerate owners, this also is all part of our consciousness development. We're here on this planet to face and deal with this crisis in humanity at this time. So it is very important to learn, not out of fear, but out of wisdom, what we're dealing with, and to work together, forming cooperative groups to identify the areas we're being abused and counter that with community support, with plans for better health, better food growing, better food consumption, or providing for the needs for your community, whether in a city or in the country. If you can get a group of people together living fairly close that you can get to each other even in times of crisis and support each other in your lifestyle, whether it's growing gardens together, indoor growing of food, preparing with stores of food that will keep for an extended time. We have access to long-term storable foods of high quality, including organic food items at survivethechanges.com. So make plans to be prepared, because things are changing, and there are those that are trying to harm and manipulate us that we need to be aware of and learn how to better protect ourselves and make changes in the world to restructure things so this is not going on anymore. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. Time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I